Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing This Makes Your Ex Fear Losing You. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing This Makes Your Ex Fear Losing You. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need your ex to regret their decision by starting to fear losing you from their life. In today's podcast, I'll be telling you three things that can make your ex a dumper fear losing you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is expand your mind. So whatever the relationship style that you and your now former partner had, you can always improve your position by expanding your mind and increasing your knowledge. Now maybe you're someone that your ex-dumper believed to be very intelligent, very cultural, very knowledgeable on many subjects, or perhaps your ex-dumper didn't really see that side of you and maybe just saw you as someone who was relaxed, went with the flow and wasn't particularly interested in different topics around the world. It doesn't really matter how your ex-dumper saw you during your connection. What matters is that you increase and improve upon the knowledge you have, the knowledge you possess, the knowledge you showcase, because this shows an expansion of mind and is a real key component to self-improvement. So maybe you're listening to today's podcast and you're thinking, well, I'm very knowledgeable on many subjects. I have a lot of interest in things which are deemed more cultural. I have a lot of interest in things which are deemed more highbrow. I don't really need to expand upon anything regarding that side of things. Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter whether you feel you have this highbrow mentality or whether you are someone who acknowledges you're not someone who really has that level of interest. I believe you can always find better and can always improve. And this can be one of the elements which really creates a situation where your ex-dumper fears losing you. They're not going to fear losing you if you're exactly the same person that they dumped. That is the reality. That is something which can be sometimes hard to stomach, but it's true. If you are the same person that your ex dumped, they are not likely to want to reconnect with you. The person that they dumped, in their mind, isn't good enough. Now that might sound a shocking thing to say and for you to hear, but look at it in a logical way. If they felt that you were a good enough fit for them, then why would they have ended the relationship? Now, of course, it could be for many potential different examples and reasons as for why your now ex-dumper lost romantic emotional attraction. There could be many reasons as for why they sadly ended the relationship. But all I'm suggesting is that improving your position is no bad thing. Improving your knowledge, being someone who has a better understanding of the world, is never going to hinder your chances of getting an ex back. And in my belief, from my experience and from my research, there is definitely a correlation between people who showcase an improvement regarding their knowledge capacity and people who can try and eventually get their ex back. There's definitely a correlation. Improving your mind, self-improvement, it goes hand in hand. And therefore, if you were to get your ex back, I believe there's definitely going to be some level of improvement. So why not do it in the capacity and within the realm of increasing your knowledge on certain subjects? And when I'm speaking about highbrow, when I'm speaking about cultural knowledge, what I'm suggesting is that maybe you go to places, but perhaps you don't normally frequent. Now, one easy example to make would be, do you go to the library? Do you go to your local library? Some of you will. I dare say most of you don't. Going to a library is a great place, of course, and obviously not just to learn about new things and read and gain new knowledge, but also actually to make new connections. But that is a side part of today's subject. Today we're concentrating on what you can do to make your ex fear losing you. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is found in books. The library is an obvious place for you to start, but it doesn't just begin and end at the library. Why not go to the museum? Why not go to the art gallery? Why not go places that maybe you wouldn't normally be seen in? Why not expand your horizons and try new things? Because for where you've been doing it so far, unfortunately, hasn't worked. If you're listening to today's podcast, you haven't got your ex back yet. And if you want to improve yourself in every single way, improving your knowledge of the world, becoming somebody who is a bit more cultured, well, that can only help your cause. And this is definitely something that if an ex-badumper were to find out that you're more knowledgeable, that you're now moving in slightly different circles, it can create that mystery, that wonder, that why are they doing this? And also the building of new romantic emotional attraction, that feeling of, you know, this is a different side of my ex. I don't ever remember. I didn't know they was interested in this. I didn't know they have knowledge in that. Why are they doing this? Why are they going there? That's the type of thing which can set the ball rolling to hopefully get to the point of one day your ex-badumper reaching out to you and asking you a question. Hey, I saw online that you were at the art museum the other day. You know, that's different. You never went to an art museum when we were together. Why did you do that? So that is an example of how sometimes a dumper might reach out to a dumpee just because they're really confused as to why a dumpee is behaving in this way. However, if they take that step to reach out, it shows the level of attraction has reached the necessary high point to do so. You will never contact someone that you don't want to. You will never contact somebody that there's no reason to. If your ex-badumper reaches out to you, bearing in mind they've ended your relationship, why would they take that step to reach out to you unless there was some level of interest? It doesn't matter if they're surprised about what you've done. If they're not somewhat interested, they still wouldn't reach out. So you've got to understand, if you can get your ex-badumper to that point, it doesn't matter what angle they come at you with regarding through the message. What matters is that they did it. And improving your knowledge of culture, world events, whether it's a library, a museum, art gallery, etc., 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 this can be a really great way to intrigue someone. And even if you are somebody who goes to these places anyway, I'm sure you can think of other ideas and places and things to do and go and see which could create a similar result, something that your ex-badumper didn't expect. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is FOMO, also known as fear of missing out. And today we're speaking about what makes your ex fear losing you. And point number two is fear of missing out. If you're a dumpee and you behave in a way where anybody who knows about your life starts to almost feel jealous of what you are doing, then that is always going to be something which increases the chance of your ex-badumper one day wanting to reach out to you and hopefully one day wanting to reconnect. Your ex-badumper needs to feel that they are missing out based on your lifestyle. Now, whether this is something that you post online, whether friends of friends pass it on, whether this is something that your ex-badumper actually sees you doing because maybe you live in a local area and they bump into you and you just happen to have a conversation briefly about what you're doing with your life now, well, this could be a situation where they start to fear that they're missing out due to the life that you're living. Now, when I'm talking about this regarding point number two, I'm specifically referring to social events, things that you do with other people. Social proofing is a very powerful way of getting an ex to start to feel a level of jealousy, because if other people are having a great time with you, then maybe you must be a good person. So therefore, if your ex-badumper was to see online, hear from a friend of a friend, like I said, maybe they bump into you and they stop you and say, hey, how are you doing? What are you up to? And you mention, oh, well, I'm on the way to meet this person and that person or this group or doing this, that and the other. If you let them know in one of those types of ways that I've just suggested that you are focusing on you and your life and living it to the max, that can be very, very appealing. Now, whereas in point number one, we were speaking about expanding your knowledge and improving your knowledge of the world and culture, point number two is more about social. Point number two is spending time with friends, making new connections. Whether this is about going to a party, whether this is about going to a sports event, whether this is going to the carnival, whether this is just hanging out with new people that your ex isn't aware of, if they find out that you are going to parties and events, social gatherings, if and when your ex-badumper understands what you're doing and who you're doing it with, this is likely to create a fear of missing out. The fear of missing out with you because you seem popular. Now you might listen to this and think, well, I'm not the popular person. I never was. I'll never be. Well, you can be. It's all about getting yourself out there, making new connections, joining new classes, groups and clubs, because if and when you do this, there will always be social events tied on. If you go to a class where you're learning a new skill That in itself is brilliant. That's improving your knowledge. That is making new connections. That is wonderful just in itself. But the byproduct of this is there will always be social events. Hey, do you want to meet after class to do this? Do you want to go to my party? Do you want to go to the barbecue? Whatever it may be, there will be social events, photos posted online, people speaking about their new connections. And if and when, if you ever bumped into your ex, like I say, and they stop you and ask you what you're up to, and you mention that you're just going to this new event, well, this could be something which really pulls on your ex-dumper and makes them think, I'm missing out. You know, my dumpee is not only mixing with new people, which means that they must be valuable because other people want to spend time with them, but they're having a great time. They've got a smile on their face, and I feel like I'm missing out not being part of this group. And this is what we really want to be using to our advantage as a dumpee, to try to make your ex-dumper feel a fear of losing you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and my final point of today's podcast about this makes your ex fear losing you. And point number three is the missing chapter. Now, this is possibly the biggest pull on your ex-dumper. This is something which, if you're a dumpee and you want to try to get your ex back, I strongly suggest that you focus on this element. And this is regarding the quote-unquote missing chapter. Now, what I'm talking about here is life stories. We all have a life story, and you and your ex shared many chapters together within each other's life story. They will always be a part of your life story. You will always be a part of theirs. Right now, though, you're apart. Right now, they do not have a role in your life story. And right now, you do not have a role in theirs. And this is what we really want to use as the pull. And this connects with you implementing my version of a no contact rule. Because if you're not spending time with your ex, if you're not reaching out to your ex, if you're not talking to your ex, unless, as I mentioned earlier, you randomly bump into each other and they stop you for a chat, if that happens, then yes, you speak. If they don't, then you keep going, you keep moving forward. You do not have a conversation unless they stop you. Unless you have a moment where they reach out to you, they connect with you, they want to do this. If you are keeping yourself to yourself, living your life for you, making new connections, never contacting your ex again unless they contact you first, they're going to start wondering about what this missing chapter may have been like. Because right now, in their chapter, you are not in it. Just as they are not in your current chapter. And this is the missing chapter. The alternative version of what your two's life could have been is something which lives in our head. You often think about what life would be like if your ex-dumper was with you now. That's why you're listening to today's podcast. You miss your ex. But your ex-dumper will also wonder about the alternative reality of where in this version of events where you two aren't together, well, that didn't happen. And instead, the alternative version is that you are together. Your ex-dumper will be wondering, what would life be like if my dumpee was in my life story now? If they was part of this current chapter? And this is how you as a dumpee can gain an advantage. Because yes, you're going through the grind, you're struggling, you're finding it a challenge, but you are managing your emotions. It probably didn't come to you initially, but right now, you're doing much, much better. I'm sure you are. If you're listening to my podcasts, if you've subscribed, if you're trying to improve every day, you are doing much better. Whereas your dumper is likely going in the reverse direction. When you first broke up, they moved into the single honeymoon period. Yes, there were a few challenges here and there, but they were focused on doing their thing, living their life. But as things have not panned out the way they may have hoped in the months that have followed, they're now starting to wonder about you. They're starting to think about the missing chapter, the chapter that you two were still together. And right now, you are moving up, they are moving down, you are managing your emotions. They probably aren't going to be managing them as well in the coming weeks and months ahead. If you can live your life in the right way, focus on points number one and two of today's podcast. Point number three will really come into play. Because when we speak about this makes your ex fear losing you, the fear of not living a life that they have in their mind can be the biggest pull. for fear of not living an imaginary chapter that hasn't actually happened with you in it, that can be the biggest pull for them to reach out to you and want to live that chapter in the future. Whether or not you give them that opportunity, well, that's up to you. But if you live your life the right way, if you do everything to your best ability, if you implement my version of a no contact rule, I believe there is every chance that one day your ex-bedumper won't be able to cope any longer without knowing about the missing chapter and what it may have been like, and they will reach out to you. Now, they might not say, hey, I miss you, let's get back together. That might not be their first message. In fact, that is very unlikely to be the case. But as I said earlier, if they reach out to you for any unnecessary reason, then in my opinion, that shows a level of missing you, because why would you do it? Would you reach out to someone you didn't care about, you didn't think about, you didn't want in your life? Would you really reach out to them for an unnecessary reason? The answer is no. So if they do this, it doesn't matter what they say, it just means that they are missing you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.